can fire that, that's what it's for, you know, a smoke screen.
Uh-huh.
We use it several times. One time on the Zaire, we were bogged down, and they could see us, and they started shooting at us. So we started firing a smoke screen in front of us, and pretty soon they started missing us. And we kept that up until we got the tank out of there.
Mm.
But that's what it was there for. And it's a small mortar, so maybe a big as one of these spray cans, you know, something like that. And what he did, he fired it, and it straight up quite a ways and came back down. But it couldn't do us any harm, really. But it was a strange thing, they would fire at us, and you could hear, like, rain on a tin roof, their machine guns. As soon as we were hit, we were spraying the tank so we couldn't get out of it. Then, the 50 caliber up there, I reached up and I fired the 50 caliber into the front, and the firing stopped. And then, when I stopped firing the 50, it started up again. So I told the guys, I said, fire your guns. And I said, I'll fire the 50, and Tony, you get out. And Tony, he's helpless down there, you know, he's no use to anybody.
Uh-huh.
He's a driver. There's no point in him staying. So we fired the guns, and all the firing at the tank stopped, and Tony went, shoo, out the door. And we kept it up till he got around the corner. Then the Klapkowski, the same thing. We fire, the firing would stop.
Now, when you were firing, were you outside of the tank? Or
I just had my arm out,
uh-huh,
just so I could reach the gun, because I'd already been shot being up there. And then Klapkowski got out, and then I told Rossi was the next one. He went out. Then I told Spar. Spar was down inside. So I said, Spar, he had the 30 caliber, so he would fire the 30, I'd fire the 50. He'd fire in that direction, I was firing over in that direction. So while we were firing, it was amazing. They laid low. They were seeing us, but they didn't want to get hit. And that few, maybe 14, 15 seconds between the time we would start firing and they'd start hitting the tank again with their machine gun fire, was when we had an opportunity to do things. It gave us about 10 seconds, maybe. So I told the Spar, I said, all right, Spar, you fire, and then you stop firing. And then you hear my gun stop, get your ass out of there. So that's what we did.
Is it not the language you use? Get your ass out of there?
Yeah, yeah, better believe it. Worse than that. And then he stopped firing. I fired and I stopped. I jumped out. And, geez, he's back there trying to get his something inside the tank. He was sort of stuck in there. So I thought his body was stuck in there. And I reached up and I'm grabbing him to pull him out of the hatch. And it turns out he's trying to get his duffel bag. I mean, leave the goddamn thing in there. What are you kidding? I got all my shit out of there. Forget about it. And I pulled him off the tank, you know? And then we both ran back. We got behind Warren's tank. Then the firing started again. And that's when I told Warren, shoot the back of the tank. Because,
Why was that with the recon truck?
Oh, yeah. There was a recon truck around the corner by Warren. And these guys had a 50 caliber there. They had the equipment. They weren't shooting or anything, you know. And that's when I told them to start firing and to cover the guys.